Welcome back to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham. My name's Dave, and if you're just joining us, our guest today is Natasha Grinsavachis, nutrition professional and product educator with Headley Nutritionals. And before the break, we talked about the benefits of nitric oxide. And if you've missed that, visit our website, thehealthyhabit.ca, and click on interviews and then just scroll down to nitric oxide. But this half of the show, we want to talk about UmiCor and the health benefits of marine phytoplankton. Natasha, what's so special about phytoplankton?
So phytoplankton is great. I consider it a foodaceutical. So it is providing
So foodaceutical meaning?
A foodaceutical meaning that it has the therapeutic values to health like a nutraceutical would, and pharmaceuticals are your drugs with your created for your doctor from your doctor and have prescriptions. Right. So nutraceuticals are high potency nutritional supplements that can deal with therapeutic issues. And I kind of even go one step further and love working with foodaceuticals. So whole food supplements that have therapeutic values because we can measure them. And a lot of these do have scientific and clinical evidence to back those statements up, which is great. So I consider UmiCor a foodaceutical. Like, it has a therapeutic effect, but it's a whole food supplement.
It's considered a superfood. What is that exactly?
So superfoods is exactly that's another name for, I think, a foodaceutical would be a superfood, because it's eat it as a regular food item and get, you know, benefits from it that way as you would with regular food. But these superfoods are just that. They're super. They have increased amounts of different proteins or carbohydrates or fats that make them shine brighter than the other foods, that have therapeutic values on different medical conditions and disease states. So using food as your medicine again. So that's kind of where we're coming back to. And when we can find these superfoods, they're highly concentrated. We don't need very much of them to get a really big impact on health and to change things around, like to actually treat and deal with disease states from a nutritional management point of view.
And that's where I think Hippocrates said, let your food be your medicine and let your medicine be your food.
Be thy food. Absolutely. It's the best one.
So the phytoplankton has a wide range of essential nutrients and vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and so on. Having everything mixed into that right from its nature, it's going to have a wide range of health benefits. What would some of those be?
Absolutely, yeah. So you're looking at kind of whole health nutrition. So because it's a micronutrient, so basically phytoplanktons are plant-like single-celled organisms as well as algae and seaweeds mixed into that bunch. So they have, when you do the certificate of analysis on the major phytoplankton that's found in UmiCor, you find that it has vitamins A through Z, all of your minerals, a full range of amino acids, which are your building blocks for proteins, a lot of essential fatty acids, which is really exciting because that's usually the missing link in some of the superfoods. And then there's a lot of other nutrients called phytonutrients, so plant-based nutrients, and that's unique, and it's not considered a macronutrient. So it's all of the antioxidants, into values, the things that contribute to anti-inflammation. So you find it's got everything in it. So I like to use the UMAC as just a general vitamin mineral supplement from food for me and my family.
So someone were to start to use the phytoplankton, the UmiCor, mood, depression, anxiety could benefit.
Absolutely.
A man's PSA is prostrate specific antigen.
Yep.
Blood sugar, memory,
yep.
Clarity. Your immune system is going to benefit.
Yes.
Can you explain some of those?
I can. So what UmiCor did to prove the benefits of it is they've gone ahead and done some clinical evaluations to provide a measurement so we can actually see tangible evidence that this product, when you take it internally, has a benefit. So one of those studies was the mood and depression scale. So they were working with they're peer-reviewed studies, so you can find them. So it increased the the subjects, they increase their mood and reduce their depression just by taking this. So, you know, they talk, I don't think they've been able to identify the exact mechanism found in the Umicore for why that result happened, but definitely increased bioavailability of nutrients that are going to go to your brain and nervous system can certainly be a contribution to why mood and depression is affected. So we have clinical evidence to support that. We've got clinical evidence to support an increase or a stimulant in the immune system. There's a marker called CD3, and it actually increases this marker. And so we can see the evidence of that by increased immune function. However, I was able to discuss this with the people at UMetCorp and stating that it doesn't interfere with autoimmune disorders either. So that was that's the issue. When you stimulate the immune system, can somebody with an autoimmune disorder still work with it? And in this case, yes. They have assured me that it doesn't interfere with the autoimmune disorders, that it actually helps to support a bioavailable nutritional panel to people that are suffering from that. In healthy women, it's shown to regulate their blood sugar levels much more appropriately. And in healthy men, it's leveled off their PSA value, so it really helped to keep them stable. And when we extrapolate that information, we can look for possible disease management with these types of products to be either, you know, a main area to look at that disease management, or it's supportive. So having the UMetCorp to support these issues that people can deal with.
There are a few phytoplankton-based products on the market. Not all are created equal. What makes UMetCorp so unique and so different compared to the others?
Absolutely. So I think it's partly due to how it's harvested and the makeup of it. So a lot of the phytoplankton supplements that you find out on the market are single units. So it's just one very specific species, and it tends to be grown in a very static environment. So the companies will try to recreate seawater and sunlight to make this process. So with phytoplankton, the uniqueness of it is that they get their nutrients from the sea and from the sun. So if we're not providing in nature the sea and the sun, then how do we know that we're getting really the good nutrients that kind of Mother Nature intended it to be in there? So that's why UMAC is unique, is that we draw it in the algal bloom that happens off the coast of BC, tested on various stages of the game to make sure that there are no contaminants in it. And then they continue to be grown in outdoor tanks. So full seawater, full sunlight. So it's basically doing all of the good things and pulling all of the stuff from the environment to get that concentrated nutritional value, where the other phytoplanktons are not necessarily getting that benefit because we're recreating the environment and things can get left out.
And another unique feature is deals with the cell walls of these phytoplankton. Can you explain that?
I sure can. So phytoplankton is made up of a variety of different species of single-celled organisms, and one of them being diatoms. And diatoms have a silica shell around them, and the silica shell is indigestible to humans. So we need to remove this silica shell. When we remove the silica shell, that becomes diatomaceous earth. So what we want to do is we want to get to the good insides of these phytoplankton and remove the outside shell of them. So as we remove this outside shell to expose and utilize the internal good stuff, all the good nutrients, we actually end up removing the color of it as well. These algae sit at a certain level in the ocean that they're considered green-brown algae, and there is some associated nutritional support coming from those specific coloring agents as well. So the good stuff stays in the inside, but we remove the actual color portion and the silica away so we can access that information, access that nutritional support. Otherwise, it just goes straight through our system and we're not absorbing it.
So this is the difference between this and other brands in that, or any of the other brands, don't break through that outer shell to get to the superfood aspect of it, which is that nutrient-rich blend of those phytoplankton species.
For phytoplankton blends, there's not a lot of other folks that are really going the extra mile and making sure that bioavailability is at its peak.
Is it good for vegetarians and vegans?
Absolutely, yeah. So the phytoplankton that they are harvesting, they're all plant-like species. So it's algae, seaweeds, and kind of single-celled, plant-based organisms. So very good for vegans and vegetarians.
What about children?
I don't think we have an NPN, so the Canadian government, I don't think, has recognized a certain amount that can be given to children. However, as a nutrition professional myself and as a mother of a toddler, I absolutely adore working with the UMAC Corps for my daughter. She is extremely busy and she doesn't like to eat, and I swear she innately knows that I'm a nutrition professional, so she's like, nope, not hungry, not eating. So I try to pack in as much nutritional density into one bite that I possibly can, and UMAC Corps allows me to do that. So I know she's getting some really good, you know, nutritional support there, even if she's not eating the amount of food I would prefer her to eat. She is thriving. My doctors tell me this, and my other, you know, colleagues are like, she's doing just fine. But yeah, I feel better knowing that I can give her that UMAC and support her growth and cognitive development and motor skills and all of those wonderful things. So I think it's a really great application for children. And there is a clinical application for animals as well, so increasing the health of all animals. And that's really why UMAC Corps was actually made.
So being from the ocean, someone with a shellfish allergy, would they have a problem?
Typically, no. But what you want to do is, if there is a shellfish allergy, you would want to take a little bit of that UMAC Corps and do a scratch test on your wrist. So rub it on your wrist and maybe slightly scratch your skin so you're not fully breaking the surface, but just kind of roughing up the surface and seeing if there is a reaction to it. And what you want to do is just, if there is a reaction, then you'll want to avoid that product. And that's a good way to check to see if there's any issues there, but usually not.
And it's environmentally sustainable?
It is so sustainable, actually. Thank you for asking that. So our water that's going back in is cleaner than when we took it out and more nutritionally supported. So we're actually supporting the surrounding environment as well as being able to harvest and grow our own for us.
So Natasha, we're at the end of our show. Thank you for joining us on Insights for Health today.
Thank you so much for having me. It was such a pleasure.
We've been talking with Natasha Grintsevachis, nutrition professional and with Headley Nutritions, and both the products that we talked about today, Neo 40 and the UMAC Corps at the Healthy Habit. And we know it's difficult to catch all the information the first time, so to re-listen to these interviews, visit our website, thehealthyhabit.ca, and click on interviews, and then just scroll down to your topic of choice. And while you're at the website, subscribe to our newsletter, where we keep you informed of special offers, product information, and upcoming events. And the subscription is free. And again, that's thehealthyhabit.ca. So thank you for listening to Insights for Health, and visit us at The Healthy Habit, 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham, where we help you help yourself with your health.